Looking back on July 11, the day in 1979 when Skylab returned to the Earth, breaking up over Western Australia, they say it caused a spectacular light show, but in the lead-up, they expected more than that.
What goes up must come down, and according to the North American Air Defence Command, who are using computers to plot its descent second by second, 90% of the world's population, that's 4 billion people, are theoretically at risk.
In 1987, on July 11, Bob Hawke became the first Labor leader to win three successive federal elections.
The first thing I want to say is to thank the Leader of the Opposition, John Howard, for the generosity of the comments that he made.
And speaking of great Labor leaders, Gough Whitlam was born on this day in 1916. The former Prime Minister died aged 98 in 2014.
I do not believe that that election established the propriety of what Kerr had done or Barwick had done.
Richie Sambora is 59 today. The guitarist with Bon Jovi's been on again, off again with the band in recent years, but was there again when they were inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame earlier this year. He's had some solo success, but will always be remembered for playing on hits like this. Australian actress Rachel Taylor is 34. She's been doing pretty well in the US after appearing in the movie Red Dog and the TV series Headland.
I am in fact Australian. Tasmanian actually, which is maybe a better story.
You've got the Tasmanian devil?
Yes, animal. They are real. They're quite sweet actually. They look like raccoons, but nastier.
And Caroline Wozniacki, 28 today and second ranked female tennis player in the world. Still disappointed after her second round loss at Wimbledon.
I can't even be mad at myself because I think she played above her level and really raced it and got a little lucky and played well when she needed to.
There you go, some of the things to remember on July 11.